News Talk ZBU with Jack Tame through to midday. Francesca Rudkin, good morning to you.
Good morning.
We're going to start off your films this morning with Bad Moms 2.
Christmas is a magical time, full of wonder, excitement, and joy. A time for making lasting memories with family and friends. But do you know the secret behind what makes Christmas so special? Moms. Moms working their asses off. Cooking, wrapping, decorating, and shopping.
Where's your tree?
I didn't want to waste time Christmas tree shopping. I actually just wanted to enjoy Christmas this year.
Amy, you are a mom. Moms don't enjoy, they give joy. That's how being a mom works.
Right, we've got some big names there. Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, Susan Sarandon. Not cerebral stuff, but it's not supposed to be, right? Just a bit of fun.
No, and let's be honest, you're not really the target audience here.
True.
Jack. So last year they released Bad Mums and told the story of these three overworked and underappreciated mums who decided that having it all was overrated. So they turned to alcohol and swearing to deal with life.
Oh, good.
And I am being very flippant here, but amidst the sort of raunchy, irreverent humour, there was actually a really great message that, you know, being mother of the year is overrated.
Right.
You know, we should all just be a little bit kinder on ourselves and things. I was quite surprised to see the second film out 1 year later. But then the film, I believe the original cost around $20 million to make and it pulled in just under $200 million worldwide at the box office.
Boom.
So here we go. We have a sequel. Now, in the States, I believe this is called A Bad Mum's Christmas. Here we just call it Bad Mum's Christmas. Bad Mum's 2.
Right.
Possibly because the idea of going to a Christmas movie at the beginning of November is slightly terrifying. I'm not so sure. So basically, when you've got a film about bad mums, it was only going to be a period of time before more mothers came into the picture. And in this case, we have the three main girls, their mums come for Christmas. And they've all got different relationships with their mums. Some are not around. Some are around too much. Some expect perfection from their daughters. So there's two things happening here. We've got our three girls, Amy, Kiki, and Carla. They decide to take back Christmas. They're not going to give in to the pressure of Christmas and they're going to do it their own way. And at the same time, they're having to sort of deal with their mothers. I've got to be honest, there are some hilarious laughs in this film. But unfortunately, the momentum, it just sort of peters out and the film turns into a normal, predictable holiday-themed comedy where everybody sorts out their differences. You can kind of see the end coming, you know, which is a bit of a shame because it's actually really nice to see a group of female actors having fun in an irreverent sort of raunchy comedy, which is traditionally a male sort of, you know, domain. So, you know, there's a lot of fun here, but unfortunately it kind of petered out a little bit. But, you know, three stars out of five.
Three out of five. Mm. Okay. We've got a couple of films from the Russian Film Festival, which is a little more culture vulture-y than Bad Moms 2. We're going to start off with The Bolshoi.
Julia Ольшанская. Я хочу, чтобы моя лучшая за все годы ученица танцевала главную партию в выпускном спектакле.
Now, I can't really understand what the Bolshoi is about from that, because I don't actually speak Russian. However, I'm guessing it involves the Bolshoi Theatre?
It certainly does. So the Russian Resurrection Film Festival, it's kicking off on November the 8th, runs till the 12th. And it's actually the largest, oldest Russian film festival outside of Russia. And it screens, and it screens in both New Zealand and Australia. So
that's cool.
Yeah, 14 films have been selected. A lot of them are very recent. They're from 2017. And there's a couple of retro numbers in there. There's everything from sort of big budget, thrilling historic epics like Viking through to sort of art house dramas as well. And I took a look at the Bolshoi because I love the ballet and I like movies about, you know, the ballet. I do.
You know, Francesca, I really don't think we give you enough credit for the range of films you cover on the show. We've got the Russian Resurrection Film Festival following Bad Moms 2 this morning.
I try to be well-rounded.
Oh, it's
and,
great.
You know, have a broad mix of things.
It's very admirable.
So this as you expect, it provides a glimpse into life in the Bolshoi Ballet. And it follows these two dancers from their childhood through to where they actually make it into the Bolshoi Theatre and become lead dancers. It's a love story, a coming-of-age story. It's a story about friendships and sacrifice. You know, the ballet is very, very highly regarded in Russia. And it does, you know, this film looks at how brutal and how tough it is to make it and how it's also a way out for a lot of families and a lot of children who come from poor backgrounds and things. It looks beautiful. The dancing's amazing. it you do. You just get immersed and involved in it. So if you do enjoy dance films, you'll absolutely love it.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, and something else I watched, which is quite different, is a historical drama, and it's called Spacewalkers. And this is also a film that was released this year, and it's set in 1965 in the middle of the Cold War, where the USSR and the USA are competing for supremacy in space. And it tells the story of the first spacewalk or float.
So it's not Yuri Gagarin. So it's after they've sent someone to space.
Yes.
Sent Yuri to space. So, he's back down, but it's before the US make it to the moon.
We're actually going to try and step outside this tiny little space capsule, which unfortunately they're running out of time. There's all this pressure, and they send these two pilots up who have to, in an untested. Capsule. So it's look, once again, the beginning's a little bit hammy, but once we get down to the space mission, once again, they really take you on a journey. Cinematography is beautiful. You really get the sense of what it would have been like.
Yeah.
And the ending is actually, it was a big surprise to me. So the story doesn't just end in space.
Oh, okay. Mm. That sounds great. Also, as well as the Russian Resurrection Film Festival, Show Me Shorts is about to begin, eh?
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of this film festival. It's the New Zealand International Short Film Festival. It screens in 25 cinemas around the country, from Kaitaia to Stewart Island. This year there are 55 top short films screening, which is the festival's largest ever program. They're from New Zealand and overseas. All the films are kind of put into themed sessions, so you can pick a session to go to. I highly recommend it. I'm always completely amazed at how a short film can be so funny and entertaining and moving and thrilling. You know, these filmmakers have to be so articulate, and we're really good at it here in New Zealand. There are some fantastic New Zealand shorts on show. There's family sessions, take the kids, and just go. Please go. I can't, I rate this festival very highly.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Francesca. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
That is Francesca Rudkin.